Welcome to Aivo Studio. It's been a while since the last episode, so it feels so good to be back with recording, and I'm so excited to announce today's guest that we have for this episode, our 14th episode today. So our customer Stockmann is here with us, and I couldn't be more excited. It feels so good to be back with Aivo Studio. So we're going to discuss about their Stockmann's experiences with utilizing Aivo, because they wanted to get a better understanding of their broad customer base, so the experiences of their customers, and they wanted to understand them even better, and that's why we are here today. And for those of you who don't know the company Stockmann, I'll give a short, brief introduction before we start our discussion. So Stockmann is a company that offers a diverse and highly quality selection of fashion, beauty, and home products for everyday life. The company has a long history that starts from the year 1862, so a very long history. And nowadays, Stockmann Group is a listed company and the Northern Europe's largest department store. It operates in 18 countries and has approximately 500 stores in total. And the division of Stockmann has 8 department stores in Finland and in the Baltic countries, in addition to their online store, Stockmann.com. Most likely the best known Stockmann department store, which I have visited many times, and which has almost 160 years of history, is located in the capital of Finland, Helsinki. And in my opinion, it is one of the most beautiful department stores. So I highly recommend you to visit there. So as you can probably imagine, the customer base of Stockmann is huge and highly valued within the company. And that is why we're going to talk about today how Stockmann has benefited from using Aivo to create a better customer experience for their important customers. And I want to welcome our guest, Stockmann's development manager in customer experience. Development manager in customer and employee experience, I'm sorry, Sara Toivakainen. Welcome to Aivo Studio.
Thank you, Tiia. It's so great to be here.
Awesome. So if we go straight to the questions, I would like to ask you how the cooperation between Aivo and Stockmann started in the beginning, if you could give a short brief of that.
Yes, actually we have cooperated with Aivo now about half a year, about 6 months, and there are a lot of background and a lot of reasons why we actually are here today and why we are cooperating together, but overall, as many of you may know, Stockmann is in the front of a huge transformation. We are in a restructuring process and we are very, very heavily building the future of Stockmann. And in our strategy, the customer is in the epic center. Of course, I mean in the very, very center of everything what we do. And we have, of course, a very, very kind of big and important need to understand our customers better. In last year, we started to renew our way of operating, but also the way how we listen to our customers, how we manage our customer experience, how we measure the customer experience, and so on. And for that need and for that purpose, we were looking for some very kind of advanced tools to support us and to understand our customers better. And in that point, we started the discussion with Aivo. Quite soon, we were very well onboarded by your guys, and it was very, very easy to give a green light for the collaboration.
That's great to hear. So as you told, you were searching for different tools. So what impressed Stockmann especially about Aivo?
Yeah, well, the whole approach to qualitative analysis was quite impressive. I feel that it's based on a forerunning technology and the way how Aivo works and functions, it meets very well our needs. I was very impressed about the level and the, let's say, the quality of AI usage and AI-based analysis. And I had to say also that the way how IVA's professionals took our case and truly understood our needs and wanted to help us was very impressive in a way, and that kind of supported us in the decision.
Awesome. You said about that you had some needs to understand your customer experience better. So were there some kind of challenges you wanted to solve especially? So what gave you the motivation to pursue this qualitative analytics of IVA?
Well, on a high level, as I said, we were and we are doing a huge transformation. And as a part of it, we have totally renewed the way how we listen to our customers, how we measure our customer experience, how we collect the customer insight, and how we use it, and so on. And our customer promise and target customer experience is a feeling that lasts. And first of all, we have started to measure the emotional experience, and we aim to understand customers' emotions and feelings across the customer journey. And so now we measure the emotional experience, and we are trying to understand that better. We ask from our customers what sort of emotional experience we gave to them in a certain touch points. And we also ask all the time or always that why? What kind of drives the emotional experience of customers? Mm-hmm. And that means that we actually collect a lot of data and customer feedback from different touch points on a daily basis. So we have a big amount of customer feedback that we need to somehow to kind of deep dive into and to understand better. And we need a very powerful tool to do that analyze, to analyze the large amount of customer feedback and some kind of very easy way to see what our customers are talking about, what are maybe the pain points, what is driving their emotional experience, where we should pay more attention to, or what are, let's say, those kind of rising microphenomena that comes up to from the customer insight and from the customer feedback. And earlier, before we had IVA in use, we were collecting customer feedback, but we were a little bit kind of lacking tools to understand or to utilize it by an effective way. And now, with the help of IVA, at a glance, we can see what's going on in our customer feedback. We can follow and monitor customer feedback in real time. We can easily communicate and show to our team members that what is important and where we need to pay more attention to. We can kind of utilize the customer feedback in decision making and in the everyday life, operational life, well, now with the help of IVA.
So in Stockmann, you have plenty of employees. So the ones that who are using IVA, in which roles do they work in within your company?
Mm-hmm. Well, we have at this point, we have a very different ways to use IVA. We are, of course, still at quite an early stage with IVA. So there is a lot of room to learn to use IVA even more. But at this point, we basically... Well, I would say that the three different roles. One is, of course, all those developmental roles. So those team members who are doing developmental work and improving our customer experience or leading improvement projects or development projects. And they are using IVA to analyze and to deep dive into customer insight and producing insights that support the developmental actions and so on. Then the second role would be, I would say, it's kind of sales managers or those kind of daily managerial tasks or actions. And those roles, like sales managers, they are monitoring the sentiment and also the key topics on a little bit kind of more local level. So maybe not deep diving in the feedback and in the insight, but monitoring how are we doing, what is the mood of today, and how is the sentiment is developing, and if there is something that needs to be reacted very soon. And then the third one is our kind of top management or the reporting level roles, in that sense that those roles are more or less monitoring the holistic big picture, kind of looking the whole customer journey and the whole customer experience, what topics are maybe rising, where we have the kind of biggest pain points, where we need to put more effort and more resources, and how the sentiment is evolving or how the sentiment is developing, and those roles are also of course looking those figures, and then we measure the emotional experience, we use emotional value index, and then we have the sentiment, and of course we want to see how those are correlating together and maybe what is driving the on a big picture the trend line of the emotional value index and so on. So it's a little bit more kind of strategic level to use that insight that Aivo gives us. So maybe these three are now the current situation, but let's see in the future. I hope that it's even bigger amount of team members are using Aivo on a daily basis or at least on a weekly basis. But now this is the case at the moment.
Yeah, so quite many roles already use Aivo in many levels, and that's what we all always say that Aivo.
Yeah, we decided to do so that in the first phase, as many team members as possible is able to use Aivo, or we allow everyone to use it and to familiarize themselves with Aivo. We felt that it's a good way to do some change management and also to kind of onboard everyone to listen to our customers. But then we are, of course, at the same time, we are looking for the best practices, how to utilize Aivo in an efficient way in that sense that everyone is not doing the same analysis and, you know, spending time in deep diving into Aivo and so on. So what we want to learn is to produce the insights and share it with everyone at Stockmann. And that would be the goal, or the goal, how would I say it? That would be the best way to use Aivo, that we don't want, of course, we don't want everyone to use that time and spend time into doing the same analysis, but we want to produce the insights and share those with our team members and colleagues.
Yeah, so everyone can benefit from the insights that Aivo gives.
Exactly. Yes.
Great. If we talk about business benefits that you have achieved by using Aivo, as you said already, you are in a very early stage still, but are there any particular business benefits that you could already name that that you've achieved by using Aivo?
Yes. So, first of all, the thing that is top of my mind is the efficient way to stay on the top of the customer feedback. So, as I told, we collect a lot of and a large amount of customer feedback in daily basis, and Aivo helps us to stay aware of our customer feedback and of the overall sentiment and everything, what is going on and what our customers are talking about. So it's very, very easy way to stay on the top of the customer feedback and staying on the customer pulse. So that's for sure one business benefit. The second benefit that I would name is the ability to follow all the customer feedback easily. So as I told, we are collecting a lot of customer feedback on a daily basis from different touch points and from different sources. And Aivo helps us to kind of stay aware of all that feedback and to use that insight on a daily basis on the operative management decisions and also in some other decision-making forums or daily kind of situations where we need to listen to our customers. So Aivo helps us to stay on boarded to the customer insight on a daily basis. And then there are a few other benefits I would name. Maybe one thing is that it's a very powerful communication tool in that sense that we can easily share the visualizations of the customer feedback and the sentiment spreads and activity changes and so on. So it's a very powerful tool for communication purposes. And that's very, very important benefit for us as well. And then it also helps us to focus our actions correctly, which is very, very important benefit as well. So we can, based on the analysis that we can do with Aivo, we can focus and prioritize our decisions, and then also to follow impacts of those taken actions and to react when needed. So that's very important. That's something we couldn't do without the help of Aivo and without the help of AI.
Great. There were great business benefits that you named, and you were saying about the reaction, that now you can actually react to those those things that you observe. So, is there any example that you could share about the observation that you have found from Aivo, and then you have reacted and it has changed into actionable business value for Stockmann?
Yes, there would be plenty of those examples already now after the one year half, but basically the process by us goes so that we collect customer feedback in different touch points. We always ask the emotional experience of customers and then the reasons for that emotional experience. And what we aim to do is to kind of make the whole customer journey visible, and we aim to understand how the experience evolves throughout the customer journey. So that's something that we are visualizing in Aivo as well, that how the customer experience improves, or what are the peaks or where we have the gaps, or so that's the process. We call it customer understanding and customer feedback in every touch point. We analyze the open feedback with the help of Aivo, and then we have the big picture already there. And then we, of course, we do actions or take actions on the touchpoint level. So let's take e-com as an example. We have two different measurement points or two different points where we collect feedback in the e-com customer journey. One is pre-purchase, so before the customer actually purchases, when the customer is still kind of exploring our selection and so on. Then the other one is after purchase, so right after the customer has successfully purchases, then we again ask that, how are you feeling right now? So we are now able to monitor in real time how the customer experience is kind of evolving in the e-com. And the e-com team, the development team, they are monitoring, but also on a weekly basis analyzing the feedback with the help of Aivo. So they're a little bit using time to deep dive into e-com feedback and to understand what is maybe something that we could improve before the purchase or after purchase. They are identifying those customer pain points, and then based on that understanding that Aivo gives to them, they are prioritizing their development roadmap and truly kind of doing the decisions that what would we improve next, or what should we have on the roadmap, or what we should do actually based on the customer understanding and customer experience. And then they take those development actions, so they implement improvements or whatever they have identified or decided to do. And then after that, we are, of course, again, able to follow the impacts of those kind of taken development actions with the help of Aivo. And that's also very important, that we are not kind of doing all development actions without kind of being able to follow the impacts of those taken actions. So that's very, very... Yes. Interesting. And as an example, maybe one story, one very concrete example is that some time ago we noticed that we have a too short reservation time in our shopping basket. That was causing a lot of feedback with quite a negative sentiment. So customers were kind of they weren't happy with the reservation time. They found it too short. Our team was able to react actually quite quickly, because that wasn't always so. So the reservation time was changed, and then our team was able to react. They extended the reservation time, and very soon. So I mean, right after the change, our team was able to know this from Aivo, that the customer experience was improving actually in real time. So we didn't anymore get the feedback regarding the reservation time. that was a very kind of impressive example that we noticed something, we were able to take or react, we were able to take actions, and then after that we noticed that it has an impact.
Yes, so you are also able to see the after impact, or how it's called, after you have made the changes based on the observations. Yeah. So that's a wonderful example. Mm-hmm. Wonderful example. You were already saying something about the future steps, but I will still ask, how does the future look like with Aivo? How will Stockmann utilize Aivo in the future? At least you said that you would like to share the knowledge of the Aivo or the observations within your whole company. So that's one thing, but are there anything else that you would like to?
Yes, I'm looking forward to see how and what will happen in the future. I'm pretty sure that there is a lot of kind of value to be utilized, so to say. So first of all, I think that we learn to use Aivo all the time better. That's something that we are, of course, creating new habits. We are trying to let's say integrate the usage of Aivo in our kind of daily processes and so on. So something that we can do by ourselves. We can learn to use and utilize Aivo all the time even better. And then at the same time, I can see how Aivo is kind of bringing in new features and doing some development work and improving the Aivo's capability all the time. It's getting better all the time. So these two aspects will ensure that the future will be bright to us and to our cooperation. So let's see. I'm eager to see, looking forward to see what will happen.
Yeah, what the future will look like. So to conclude this discussion, I would like to ask in the end, how has the cooperation with Aivo been so far?
Well, it has been so smooth. I mean, very smooth. I'm very impressed how quickly Aivo guys were able to kind of onboard themselves to our needs and expectations or to our situation. Every time when we have something, we ask something or we wish something more, your guys are able to react in kind of seconds. It's impressive. The communication is in a very good level. I'm very, very satisfied with that. So it feels that we are all the time on the same page and we know what's happening, what we have done and what we will do next. Well, overall, the cooperation has been very, very satisfying.
That's lovely to hear. And I will definitely share this wonderful feedback to our team. Right. So thank you. Wonderful to hear. Thank you so much, Sara Toivakainen, for this Aivo Studio discussion. This was very inspiring and insightful, and it's always so wonderful to receive this kind of feedback. So thank you.
Thank you, Thea. It was my pleasure.
Awesome. Thank you. And so this was Aivo Studio today, and I want to thank everyone who watched and listened to this episode. And remember to follow Aivo on social media to stay up to date with our latest episodes. The more episodes will be coming soon. So thank you for today and see you next time. Bye-bye.